When Starbucks opened its first store in New York City, it was a homecoming for Schultz, but he did not act like the conquering hero. The New York Times commented, "The soft-spoken Mr. Schultz has barely a trace of a New York accent and a timid, almost apologetic manner. When he comes to visit the 54th Street store, his entrance is ultra-low-key." Advertisers marveled at Schultz's tactics, including his investments in such internal marketing, rather than a large external advertising budget. In March 1994, Advertising Age noted that Schultz turned a small chain into a national brand while spending a relatively small amount on advertising. "They don't market. They've established a major presence all through word of mouth." Schultz has also attracted considerable attention with his unconventional employment policies. He wanted to give Starbucks employees both a philosophical and a financial stake in the business. Employees who worked 20 hours a week or more were eligible for medical, dental, and optical coverage, as well as for stock options.